This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Voting being held for 18 National Assembly seats today. Election Commission publishes candidate details for March 5 House election. Western Nepal sees snowfall and rain. Farmers welcome first winter moisture. And U.S. President Donald Trump threatens 100% tariff on Canadian goods amid China deal. Now, the news in detail. The election for 18 members of the National Assembly is being held today. According to Election Commission, voting is taking place for the National Assembly seats that will fall vacant from March 4 this year. Of the 19 seats becoming vacant, one member will be nominated by the President on the recommendation of the government. One seat under the Khas Arya category in Kosi province has already been filled unopposed, with Nepali Congress candidate Sunil Bahadur Thapa elected without contest. Voting is being held today for the remaining 17 seats from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said all preparations for the election have been completed and ballot papers were dispatched to the concerned election offices in advance. The Election Commission has made public the personal details of candidates contesting the House of Representatives election in line with the legal provisions of the House of Representatives Election Act 2082, Bikram Sambat. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said the details submitted with nomination papers have been published to ensure transparency, fairness and public trust in the election process. The Commission stated that the information is now available on its official website, allowing voters, media and concerned bodies easier access to candidate details. Likewise, the Ministry of Home Affairs has confirmed that nearly all preparations are in place to ensure security for the elections. A three-tier security framework has been set up to cover pre-election, polling day and post-election phases. Officials emphasized that while security measures are robust, challenges such as political tension, cyber threats, misinformation and difficult terrain remain, requiring vigilance from both authorities and political parties. Meanwhile, complaints have been filed against three candidates included in the closed proportional representation lists submitted by political parties for the March 5 House election. The Election Commission has summoned the concerned candidates and complainants to appear before the Commission on January 27 between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. with supporting evidence. The Commission has also warned that failure to appear may lead to action as per the law. In the meantime, experts in information technology and media have stressed the need for fact-checking to counter the rising misinformation ahead of the House election. They warned that supporters and opponents of political parties are spreading false information both online and offline, amplifying confusion among voters. Speaking at the Kathmandu Conference on Combating Misinformation 2026, experts underscored the importance of strengthening journalism education, media literacy and institutional fact-checking to counter misinformation effectively. Finance Minister Rameswar Prasad Khanal has said that the weak study and research practices in banking and financial institutions have limited their ability to identify productive investment areas adversely affecting the national economy. Addressing the 61st anniversary of the government-owned Rashtriya Banijya Bank in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Khanal said the lack of research-based lending has contributed to excess liquidity, rising unemployment and a consumption-oriented economy, expressing concern that a large sum of remittance inflows is being used for daily consumptions rather than long-term economic transformation. At the program, Rashtriya Banijya Bank shared its financial performance for the first half of the current fiscal year 2082-83. The bank currently serves more than 4.7 million deposit customers and over 226,000 loan clients, with its paid-up capital standing at Rs. 15.63 billion. Martyrs Week began yesterday with memorial service at Machali, Teku, the site where Sukraras Sastri was executed. Floral tributes were offered at his statue in recognition of his contributions to the civil rights movement, social awakening and civic consciousness. Acting Mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City and Coordinator of the Main Organizing Committee, Sunita Dongul, emphasized the importance of passing on the real stories of sacrifice and courage of martyrs to inspire younger generations, highlighting Sastri's political awareness, intellectual contributions, work in Nepal Bhasa grammar and writings for children as lessons for the present. As part of the Martyrs' Week, memorials will be held at sites associated with Dharmabhakta Mathema, Gangalal Shrestha and Dasarath Chand with full-sized statues installed at their execution sites. The Martyrs' Week will conclude with a rally on January 30th. Japanese Ambassador to Nepal Maeda Toru has pledged continued support for Nepal's development in sectors including technical skills, education, communications, roads and agriculture. The announcement was made yesterday during a program marking the 70th anniversary of Nepal-Japan diplomatic ties and the 52nd anniversary of the JICA Alumni Association Nepal. Rain and snowfall affected the western part of the country since Friday evening due to westerly low-pressure weather system. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the weather remained mostly cloudy until yesterday afternoon, after which rainfall largely subsided. The department informed that the weather system has weakened, though light and sporadic rain or snowfall may continue until today in the high hilly and Himalayan regions. Meanwhile, snowfall disrupted transport in several hilly districts in the west. The Mid-Hill Highway, which was blocked due to heavy snowfall in Patihalne along the Baglung-Rolpa-Rukum East section, has now reopened. In Sudar Pashim Province, the Dasarath Chand and Jai Prithivi Highways in Baitari, blocked by snowfall, have also been reopened after road clearance. However, electricity supply in some areas remains disrupted and restoration efforts are ongoing. While the cold weather has disrupted daily life in many hilly and mountainous districts, farmers have welcomed the season's first winter rain and snowfall after a prolonged dry spell, saying it will help revive drying winter crops and retain soil moisture. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that Canada could face a 100% tariff on all goods entering the United States if it finalizes a trade agreement with China. Trump expressed concern that Canada might act as a drop-off port for Chinese goods, calling such a move surely mistaken. The warning comes after Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney announced a strategic partnership with China last week, including reduced tariffs on Canadian canola and Chinese electric vehicles. Canadian officials stressed that the deal resolves specific tariff issues and does not constitute a free trade agreement with China. Tensions have also grown following Carney's comments at the World Economic Forum in Davos, where he described a rupture in the U.S.-led global order. Trump has responded by withdrawing Canada's invitation and his self-styled Board of Peace and issuing strong statements on social media. It may be noted that the two countries, along with Mexico, are set to co-host the FIFA World Cup later this year. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country, while the remaining areas is likely to remain partly cloudy today. There is a possibility of light snowfall or rain at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and at one or two places in the remaining high hilly and mountainous regions today. Morning fog and mist are likely at a few places in the eastern and central Tarai regions today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of the Western low-pressure system over the country at present, and temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 4 to 6 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here's a quick recap of the headlines. Voting being held for 18 National Assembly seats today. Election Commission publishes candidate details for March 5 House election. Western Nepal sees snowfall and rain. Farmers welcome first winter moisture. And U.S. President Donald Trump threatens 100% tariff on Canadian goods amid China deal. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.